The question was asked, if one is dating and one feels that as the relationship is progressing, that the girl is becoming more and more interested in the relationship, and as such, is representing herself in a manner that is far more flexible than she will actually be, or than she can be, how does one deal with that? So this is an important question to deal with, and I'm not sure if I will be able to be clear enough in a general sense. Usually this is a question that comes up in a specific instances, and then it's easier. I'll try, and then we'll have to decide whether they should upload the answer here. This happens. What happens as we become interested in another party is that suddenly issues might seem minor. They're not as minor as they seem. And our desire to connect with that party also causes us to feel like we will be able to be flexible, more flexible than we in fact will be able to be. This is relatively common that a girl has that. That as a girl becomes more interested in a guy, she has difficulty discerning between what she wants, the flexibility she would want to theoretically have, and the flexibility she in fact has. Now you understand that this is very difficult, because if she doesn't know herself, how are you going to know? So that's why it's important to try and gauge what her thoughts are, what her perspective is, what her values are, what her priorities are, without her sensing that this is what you're doing. Meaning, firstly, we always recommend in dating to try and have conversations where you don't put your cards on the table before you understand her position. And that's one of the reasons why I recommend that, because men have less of a tendency to compromise. Men are much more abrupt. Women are much more complacent. They have a greater tendency to agree, to find a meeting ground, to find a way of seeing their vantage point and your vantage point as being closer than they might really be. And that's why I always recommend in dating to the guys, I recommend try to present both sides as being legitimate and hear from her which side makes more sense to her, which side is she on. Because that's one of the issues I want to preclude. And as the dating proceeds, so you're going to have to do that a little bit more. When you have an area where you're uncertain, so one way is what we just described, and another way is to really discuss it with her. You can't discuss with her, will you really be able to be that flexible? But you can discuss with her, bottom line. Let's take an example. She's accustomed to working the night shifts. And you're a guy who's working all day. And you discuss with her, how's it going to work? And she says, gee, I could give up on my job. And you want to understand, can she really give up on her job? So you could ask her, isn't your job important to you? I mean, I'd hate to think of you giving up your job. And then she'll say, yeah, no, I didn't think about it that much. And you say, well, maybe we can think about it. You can think about it. We could think about it together. But how would that work? You worked very hard to get this job. It would be really sad for you to give up on the job. And she'll say, yeah, but on principle, I don't think that because of a job, you give up on a marriage. And you'll say, right, I'm not talking about giving up on the marriage. I'm just talking about what would be a workable compromise for us. And she might say, look, one thing has to be clear, that our relationship is more important to me than the job. So if it means I have to start from scratch and look for a new job, then that's what I'll do. Now, can it be that after marriage, you will both view things differently? Yes. But once she's come out and said it, this is my priorities and this is my perspective, so at some point, you got to take her word for it. You can try to search, you can try to discuss, but at some point, after it's been discussed, she's an adult. It is good to try and discover her perspective before you reach this point where you actually put the cards on the table. But at the end of the day, you are sometimes left with only that option of saying, how is this going to work? We had a couple where the mother didn't want them to live anywhere that wasn't walking distance from her. I told the guy, tell her you're not getting engaged with that condition. If that's a condition, so given the other things that we saw going on there, I said, yeah, you don't have to come down hard. You could discuss it with her gently. But it has to be very clear, you're not getting engaged with that as a stipulation. You will live wherever works for you as a couple, and no one's going to tell you, you have to live walking distance from me. If the mother were an invalid, if it was an only child and she was a widow, and you know, then there's room to talk about it. If it's a question that a mother can't let go of her daughter and she has to know what's going on every minute and she has to be walking distance from her, then there's no reason they should bind their life to it. So it was important for him to hear what her perspective on it was. And she didn't want to come out against her mother. So she was always saying evasive answers. And at some point, we had to put the cards on the table. Sometimes, as much as you'll work around the bush, you won't get there without saying, look, I don't think we can go into this with such a precondition. I think we can think together what's right for us. I won't be comfortable living so close to your parents. They could be within a car's distance. They could be a 45-minute walk distance, but not within a 15-minute radius. How do you feel about that? Okay, so that you understand that if he could have achieved the same thing without putting it on the table, it would have been much better. You understand she didn't want to do that. She just gave answers that sounded like, oh, we'll make it work. Don't worry, of course it'll work. So we try. We do try to discover by beating around the bush a little bit, and then sometimes we put the cards on the table, and then we have to go with what the person says. Sometimes you'll get a feeling that you can't go with what the person says, and then you have to really think, what's going on here? Why do I feel like I can't go with what they say? So that deserves more thought. There is a point where a girl sometimes gets starry-eyed, and you feel like whatever you're saying, she's going, uh-huh. And at that point, it's legitimate to tell her, you know, I'm getting this feeling that you're getting starry-eyed and that you're just willing to go with anything I say. And she might go, uh-huh.
It's not that concern. It's more like she's getting older too. Maybe she's thinking that.
For sure. That's legitimate too. But I think it's legitimate to tell a girl, look, I'm getting the feeling that you want this to be a done deal. And I think we have to take a step back and understand if we really, really match. Not to jump forward and just say, yeah, I'm willing to forgo this, that, and other thing. It's fair to tell a girl that. I would tell to her the way I just said, in a gentle way, without saying directly, you know, I think you're being more flexible verbally than you will be in action.
No, I mean, she has to be. Maybe I'm just perhaps, in my own mind, looking forward, going ahead of time, but just